Today in Virginia, federal appeals court judges zeroed in on how politics and race mix in North Carolina's sweeping election overhaul. The U.S. Justice Department, the North Carolina NAACP, and others say the 2013 law discriminates against African Americans. The law cut early voting by a week, eliminated same-day registration, required photo ID, and made other changes. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk has been covering the case and joins us now. Michael, how do race and politics fit into this?
It's central to the case. The Justice Department says Republican state lawmakers took aim at voting options African Americans disproportionately relied on. Judge James Wynn put it this way in a question to a North Carolina attorney.
From the plaintiff's perspective, race was used here as a basis for suppressing a minority vote that you knew would vote heavily Democratic in this instance. What is your reaction to that?
My reaction is, Your Honors, the evidence does not show that that happened, and the district court found that that did not happen.
That's Attorney Thomas Farr responding for the state. He emphasized that a federal judge in Winston-Salem has already considered these arguments and ruled in North Carolina's favor. The Justice Department and others are appealing that decision, which led to the arguments today.
And what was the district court judge's reasoning in ruling in their favor?
Judge Thomas Schroeder noted the overhaul puts North Carolina's election rules in line with most other states. And on the impact to minorities, Judge Schroeder says their turnout increased in the 2014 midterms, which was after the overhaul.
Well, how did the plaintiffs address those points with the federal appeals court?
They say Judge Schroeder gave too much weight to that one midterm election, but their bigger point today was that Schroeder missed the mark on the legislature's intent. They point out that the day after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act that required North Carolina to get election changes approved, a small bill about ID would later change into a sweeping one with a variety of election changes.
And Michael, how did the federal appeals judges address that?
Judge Henry Floyd said, quote, "It looks pretty bad to me in terms of purposeful discrimination, but attorneys for the state say it was just a partisan difference. Republicans took total control of state government that year and preferred their own policies."
And a ruling could come any time in the next couple of months there. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.